Whispering. Whispering, whispering, whispering. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Whispering. We've heard about the movie The Horse Whisperer, kind of an exciting movie. How this man would be able to whisper to horses and even mentally telepathy speak to the horses across the great field or across areas. This is not unusual. This is not unusual at all. This is a practice that has been done by parents forever with their children. They mentally send them messages. They mentally whisper in their ears. In the evening, I would say a majority of the parents go into their little babies, their little children's bedroom, and they whisper in their ear and they say, "I love you. You are so wonderful. You are such a wonderful boy, such a wonderful girl. You are such a child that makes me so happy. I am so pleased and delighted in you. I am glad you came to our house. We are so blessed to have you here." In gentle whispering tones, not to waken the child, the mother or father speaks these into the ears of their beloved. How often do you take your dog in your arms? Yes, your dog. And you cuddle him and you say, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Whispering, you know, "I love you. I love you. I love you." And snuggle him and hold him. Whether he's a little tiny lap dog or a great big golden retriever like mine, you just snuggle him and love him, and while you're hugging him and while you're loving him, he just stands still or just lays still and says, "More, more, 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 more." Oh, if we could only get the message that we have given to us so often by our children and by our pets and by our loved ones. The more we whisper sweet nothings, which are sweet everythings, into the ears of ourself and our beloved, the more wonderful the response that comes back. You don't have to shout into the world, "Peace, you silly people, peace!" You just say in your heart, "There now is peace on earth, and it began in my heart. It began with me. It began in me. It began as me. I began to whisper sweet nothings into the ears of all the world. And all mankind is listening and saying, 'Oh, more, more, more.'" Yes, that's how whispering does. That's how love does. You can walk by a group of people who might be arguing, and you don't pay attention to them. You just say, "Peace, peace, peace," in your heart, not out loud. "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it unto you, but from the direct divinity within me. I give you the peace in me that is so great and so grand. It's the peace that makes puppy dogs just want to have more, and babies want to cuddle closer, and husbands and wives and lovers want to be dearer to one another than ever before." Peace and love are best shown through whispering. Best shown through the inner guidance, the inner urge, the inner love. Oh, the outer love is just fine too. Saying it in words that can be heard is just fine too. But if I make it a habit every day of whispering to those in my community, those in my world, those in my life, "I love you. I love you." I have a brother right now who's going through some hospitalization. Nothing serious, but it's serious for him. He's not very happy with it. And I just say, "Peace." Now, the tendency is to say, "Ray, be released. Move on to the next dimension and be happy. Be over these ugly pains that disturb you so." And is that my permission? Is that my desire? No, I want him to live in a happy, healthy body. I don't say, "Go, be dead." No, I say, be alive in your happy, healthy body. Be alive in all that you are. Ray, you are a wonderful person. You are a wonderful man. The world delights in your presence. Your sense of humor makes many hearts lifted up in joyous happiness. Live, live, live. Mine is not to say die, die, die. Be released from peace, from death. No, I say live. You are filled with the joy of living. Every organ, action, function of your body is filled with the joy of living. You are living with such great happiness in your heart. Oh, if you choose to go, bless you, wonderful. That's your choice. But in my heart, you're always living. You're always alive and whole and perfect and wonderful. When I cuddle my dog, I say, Rex, you're wonderful. You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. I love you. You're beautiful. And right now he's talking to someone who's walking by, and he's got to go say, hey, you stopped. Didn't stop to pet me. Didn't stop to say hello. But that's the way we all are. We want the world to stop and pet us and say hello as it goes by, to delight in us, to whisper sweet nothings in our ears that make us just delight and giggle and wiggle. And like with Rex, his tail goes thump, thump, thump when he's standing underneath our glass dining table. His head is on one end and his tail is on the other, and somebody is petting him and touching his nose, and his tail goes womp, 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 and it's a big fan that creates a breeze under the table, and it's just a fan of love, and it's just sharing. And he says, more, more, more. Now, sweet whispering calls for more, more, more whispering. Whisper to yourself to start with, and say, I like me. I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I have divine order, I have peace. I like me, I have divine order, I have peace. I like me, I have divine order, I have peace. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. What wonderful whispering. And then we turn to those in our area, in our loved ones, in our family or friends or our pets or whoever it may be, and we say, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. You're whole and perfect. Everything in your life is super. Everything goes going just great, 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 great. You're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we just do that with all of our whispering heart. And we turn to our community and to our world and we say, oh, you're so wonderful. I live in the best time, in the best world, in the best life that ever could be. Everything is glorious and beautiful and I'm fantastic. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And that happiness exudes from us to our creation, our world. And that happiness enfolds all in our world. It enfolds everything in beauty and harmony and peace. And what a great joy it is. What a great joy it is. Ours is not to send people on their way in death. Ours is to send people on their way in life, seeing them living beautifully, because there is no death. All life remains forever. It's just a matter of where we're living for 1 minute or the next, in what dimension we're living on, in what city, in what house, with what family, and what body. And it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that we are whispering sweet nothings into our ears and the ears of all of our creation every moment of our life. Be the whisperer. You already are. But now, remember, be the whisperer of everything beautiful and good. Speak your word of everything beautiful and good. For yourself first. Yeah, I do that for myself first. And then I do it for all of my creation. And it is wonderful. It is so fantastic when you whisper sweet nothings into your ears and into all the ears of your creation. And as you do that, as I do that, I feel so good inside that there is no comparison. I feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, how about you? Join me today in that wonderful feeling and say with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.